Good morning, everyone, and again, welcome on behalf of our Sunday school teachers and the children. It's great to have you all here with us, especially the children. If there is anyone here from Sunday school, whether you be a teacher or a student, would you please stand so we could see who you are? The children and their parents all had an active part today in our service. We had the Cahill family were our greeters. We have Brenna and Alexa and Riley as our ushers. Charlie was our acolyte. Marcella, our reader. Riley was a reader. I hope I didn't leave anyone out. And we have Lorraine, our teacher, is here today. The first service, most of our teachers were here to do the readings, so I'd like to acknowledge them as well. Leah Scally is our third and fourth grade teacher. Joeva Applegate is our fifth and sixth grade teacher. And Lorraine does first and second grade, and I do kindergarten and pre-K. It's great to be with the kids every Sunday morning, and I really appreciate your sending them to us. If there's anyone here today that is not a part of our Sunday school program and would like to be, there's certainly room for you, so come on out on a Sunday morning at 9:45. We'd love to have you. There's room in all of the classrooms. Today, you're all in class with us. We brought our Sunday school class to the sanctuary, and Matthew tells us in chapter 18, "For where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am with them." So we have the blessing and the honor of having Jesus in this room with us right now, listening to us and watching over us. Pastor Choi asked me to speak today, and he's a tough act to follow, as you know, so it was a little tough doing a lesson here. But I would like to challenge him, as he challenges us each week, to see if he is able to count how many times in my sermon I say the word be or being. So, are you up for that challenge? also, if the children would like to come up to the altar and sit on the steps for the lesson, I'd love to have you sit up here. If any of the children would like to come up.
Yeah, please do. That's
good. You can kind of sit right up here if you'd like. Just get comfortable. Just sit right there, right?
So great.
Yeah, good. Good. Sit next to Maggie.
Charlie.
Okay, great. All right, for Pastor Choi and anyone else who would like to keep count, the challenge starts now. As I do each Sunday, I've prepared a lesson for everyone. And my lesson today is called Be. Very small word, two letters, B-E. But it has a powerful meaning. According to the dictionary, Be means to identify a person, to describe their qualities, or to indicate the condition of a person. I'd like to talk today about the meaning of be that refers to the qualities of a person. Qualities mean how good or bad someone is. A person could have good qualities and they can have bad qualities. For this lesson, we're going to talk about good qualities and how God wants us to be. So let's start with a very basic question. What do you want to be when you grow up? Would anyone like to tell us?
A cheerleader.
A cheerleader. Okay. Riley? A teacher? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Charlie? Yes.
An artist.
An artist. We have an artist. Okay. Can you tell me what you have to do to become that?
Go to college,
yep, to be a teacher. Okay, and what is that job going to do? What do you have to do in that job? Teach children? Okay, anybody else? Marcella, a veterinarian. Great. Okay, Charlie, I know you have a big dream. What's yours? A professional dancer. Okay. So all of these things we have to work hard at, right, to become them. But that doesn't tell what kind of a person you are. It tells what you do. If you're a veterinarian, you're going to take care of the animals, right? If you're a dancer, you're going to entertain. Teacher's going to teach. Cheerleader's going to cheer. And an artist is going to paint. But it doesn't tell what the qualities are for that type of job. What does tell the qualities are how you act. You have to show the qualities every day in your behavior. Way, way back in 1986, there was a commercial for the Army, and it said, "Be all that you can be." And I think God would respond by saying, "I've created you. You can be all that you can be." Everyone has hopes and dreams of being something in their lifetime. We have hopes and dreams when we are very young, and we want to be something when we get older. Maybe something that our moms and dads are, or maybe something completely on our own. But no matter what you choose to be, God wants us all to have the same qualities. Someone can be the richest and the smartest person in the world, but if they don't have good qualities, what do you think happens? They won't get it, okay? Anybody else? How happy do you think God would be with them if they didn't have good qualities? Riley? God would be upset. Sure. Okay. Do you think that person might even be a little unhappy themselves? They don't have good qualities, right? Okay. So whatever it is that you want to be, it's important and special. But what matters most is how you be it. That sounds like pretty bad English, doesn't it? But let's see how God wants us to be and all that we can be. Where do you think we can find that? Where do you think we'd find those qualities, those good qualities? Special book? The Bible, Charlie. Right. The Bible tells us how God wants us to behave. So let's take a look and see what's in there. And remember, we're all in class today. Okay? First, be faithful. In Deuteronomy, it tells us, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home, when you're away, when you lie down, and when you rise up." So it's telling us to be faithful all the time. Another one is be kind. No matter what type of job or career you have, remember to be kind to people. Who remembers what the golden rule is? Excellent. Yep. Treat others how you want to be treated. If you want to be treated in a kind way, you should treat people the same way. In Matthew chapter 7, he tells us, "In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets." Another one that we have is be honest. There was an old saying that says, "Honesty is the best policy," and that will be true till the end of time. Lying is hurtful in so many ways. Telling the truth and taking responsibility for something we might have done is not always easy, but it is the right thing to do. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, the 9th commandment given to Moses by God tells us, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." What does it mean when something is false? Who knows what false means? Okay, false is not true, something that is not true. And who is our neighbor? Is it just the person who lives next door to us? No, right? It's everyone. It's people all around us, people that we meet when we go places. And yeah, it's the people that are next door to us, but it includes everyone. Now, there's a very old movie called The Fly. And one of the lines in that movie is, "Be afraid, be very afraid." And it was a silly science fiction movie that was meant to scare people. And usually when people say that, they want you to think that something scary is about to happen. But God says to us in Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you." So when we're feeling a little bit afraid, who are we going to turn to? God. Good. Very good. Riley? God. Good. Okay. Did you ever hear the saying, children should be seen and not heard? Did you ever hear that? Okay. Who would really want to follow that? If that were true, how would we hear, "Mommy, I love you. Daddy, I love you. Grandpa, I missed you." We'd never hear funny stories that you have to tell us. Jesus says in Mark chapter 10, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Jesus actually got mad when the people wouldn't let the children come to him. Okay, so we want to hear from you. And then there's a saying that says, "Be careful what you wish for." I'm sure we've all said that at one time or another. What that means is we wish for something, and then when it comes true, we think, "Oh boy, I really shouldn't have wished for that. It wasn't what we wanted." But when Jesus taught us to pray, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." And that means that we don't have to wish for anything. God knows exactly what we need. So what other B's can you think of for when you get older or even now? Can you think of any other B's? How about be fair? Okay, be fair to each other. Or be helpful. Riley? Be nice. Great. How about be good? Wonderful. Be respectful to others. How about be happy? Okay, if you're happy, whatever job you're doing is going to seem a lot easier. And finally, we have be thankful. Pastor Choi has dedicated year 2014 as the year of gratitude. Remember every day to thank God for the love he gives us and for all that he gives us. In Psalm 30, it states, "That my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." And now here's a real challenge for anyone who's keeping count. No matter what you decide to be, remember to always be how God wants you to be, and you will definitely be all that you can be. God bless us all, and thank you for coming today.